story of Mert and Mars. Police are leaving no stone unturned to find Ray Hunt's murderer. In the last episode, Jack Arnold and Captain O'Toole carefully reconstructed the crime in Hunt's office. Captain O'Toole is still working to prove Mert guilty. Arnold is just as determined to prove her innocent. The latest development came when Clarence was suddenly summoned to headquarters. And in just a moment, we'll find out why as we listen to today's episode of the story of Mert and Mark. A short while later in Jack Arnold's office. Mrs. Hunt is waiting outside while Jack is questioning Clarence, who is still quite jittery. Let's listen.
Well, Clarence, I know you've been questioned several times, and I think you've answered truthfully.
Oh, Mr. Arnold, that mirror I broke, it's in truth a bad omen.
Well, let's forget that.
But those detectives who came after that mangy old coat put me through an intelligence test, and I'm telling you, I held my very own with them. Tipping tougher triumph.
Well, they were only kidding you, Clarence.
You think so? Well, anyway, I told him I'd help track down the guilty person. I'm very willing to help all I can.
I know you are, Clarence.
Then I'm not being incarcerated?
No, I just want to ask you a few more questions.
Over and over again, I've told you all I know about the gun.
Yes. Now, tell me, did you ever hear Vivian threaten Ray Hunt in any way, Clarence?
Now, let me think. Well, the night Marge went on in Vivian's dance, I was standing in the wings. Ray Hunt was watching Marge, and he said, "Oh, she's an angel," meaning Marge, naturally. And at that moment, Gran Rogers made a sudden loop-de-loop over her butterfly wings, and I thought she was going to crack up. I screamed. I said, "Oh, look!" Mr. Hunt thought something had happened to Marge, and he said, "I thought you meant Marge."
Well, did Vivian have anything to say then?
Mm-hmm. She said, "Margie, Margie, that's all I can hear. I could kill you, Hunt."
Are you sure you heard Vivian say that?
Mr. Arnold, my ears are always most receptive, and they never deceive me. Never.
Well, all right. You can go now, Clarence.
May I go back to the theater? Duty calls, you know.
Yes. Joe, tell Mrs. Hunt to come in here.
How do you like my new sport coat, Mr. Arnold? Don't you think beige is my color? And will you look at the detail in the revere?
It's very good looking, Clarence. Very.
I'm so glad you like it. Goodbye. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Hunt. I've always liked that hat.
Oh, thank you. You wanted to see me, Jack?
Yes. Please sit down, Captain.
Oh, I'm so worried. I've been answering questions all day. First the detectives and then Captain O'Toole. I searched all my belongings at the apartment. Read all my letters.
What letters?
The letters Ray sent me from time to time. And the letters that Billy DeVere wrote to Mrs. Holt. The woman who lived in the same house with me at Lake Placid.
Oh, you mean the lies that Billy wrote to that woman about Myrtle Spear?
I found out that they weren't lies. I also gave them a copy of the letter I wrote Miss Spear when I begged her to let my husband alone.
You mean the one in which you threatened to sue her for alienation of affection?
Yes. My lawyer gave Captain O'Toole a copy of the letter they sent to Miss Spear, the one notifying her that I intended to name her as correspondent in her divorce suit.
Were you ever serious about that, Catherine, or was it just a threat?
I most certainly was serious. And I have proof that I could have named it.
What proof?
The things that Billy has told me. Then the woman who lived next door to Miss Spear has sworn that she had seen Ray go in and out of Myrtle Spear's apartment at all hours. And both Billy and that woman, Mrs. Vincent is her name, heard Myrtle Spear say one day, "I'll be waiting for you, Ray."
What prevented you from going on with that divorce suit if you thought all those things were true?
Well, when Ray came up to the Lake Placid and begged me to come to New York to live with him, he assured me he'd never have anything more to do with Myrtle Spear.
About 6 weeks ago, Billy DeVere wrote a letter to Mrs. Holt clearing Myrtle Spear of anything she had said about her. Did you ever see that letter?
Yes. Mrs. Holt showed it to me.
Well, did you give that letter to Captain O'Toole?
No, Mrs. Holt didn't let me keep that one. She tore it up.
Why did she tear it up?
I don't know why, but I do know this. Billy wrote Mrs. Holt another letter a couple of days later, saying she'd been forced to write the one you're talking about. Billy told me afterwards that Myrtle Spear choked her one night and threatened to kill her if she didn't write the letter saying she had nothing to do with Ray.
Too bad she didn't, Chelsea.
You seem to be in complete sympathy with Myrtle Spear, Jack.
I certainly am, Catherine. In turning those letters over to police, you've given evidence against an innocent girl.
What makes you say she's so innocent?
I know she is.
I've every reason to believe Myrtle Spear was in love with Ray. I've talked to several of the girls in the show since I came to New York. Little Spear went out with Ray all the time, and I saw them kissing the night I walked into the office.
What night was that?
It was Wednesday night before the evening show. I just can't remember the date.
You say Ray was kissing Myrtle?
I said they were kissing.
Can I tell you what you said as Myrtle went out of Ray's office that night, Kevin?
To tell you she said you something?
Mm-hmm. You said, Ray, if I thought you were playing any more games on me, I'd... And then you added, don't drive me too far, Ray, huh?
I tell you she lied.
I think not.
Well, what if I did say that?
That proves you were jealous of Ray, that he had tried games on you, and if he tried any more, you meant to do something to him.
Well, what about the other things Billy told me a day or two later?
What did she say?
She said that this murder made Marge and Mrs. threaten to leave the show if she was fired, and that Ray didn't dare let Marge get away because she was Ray's first pet. So Ray had to keep Spear in the show. Billy said Ray wouldn't have anything to do with Spear, and she was trying to get revenge.
Revenge? For what?
She wanted you to get a divorce from Ray. She was willing to be made corresponding, so Ray would be free to marry her. Well, you seem to be a party to any such scandal. That's why I came to Lake Placid after me.
Seven. The fact that Little Spear forced Billy to write that letter to Mrs. Holt in Lake Placid proves that she never had any such thought in mind. Mrs. Holt tore the letter up. And I shall send a man up to get a statement from her. And if necessary, I'll call her as a witness.
Maybe Mrs. Holt still has the other letter from Billy as well. The one in which she tells about being forced to write to me.
Catherine, you want to find out who killed your husband, don't you?
Yes, of course.
On the night of the murder, you were terribly upset and distressed when you talked to Myrtle Spear outside your husband's office.
I told you I saw her kissing him that Wednesday night.
Anyway, after you talked to her, you said you were going into Ray's office and have it out with him once and for all. Now, Myrtle told me that you went into that office about 4 minutes after 8 and that Billy DeVere had gone in just ahead of you. Now, what was Billy DeVere doing in there?
Well, he'd been talking to Ray before I went in. So I don't know what they were talking about.
Did you discuss any of your personal affairs while Billy was in there?
No. She only stayed in there a couple of minutes and then went down to the dressing room.
How long did you stay in Ray's office?
I don't know just how long it was.
What was your conversation with Ray?
I argued about some of the things I'd heard.
Did you have a quarrel?
I told him I was going to leave him, if I ever heard of any more scandal about him.
Do you remember approximately what time it was when you left the office?
Well, I don't know what time it was. I must have been in there about 10 minutes. And when I went out, tapped the door, and he just opened the steel door that leads to the stage.
Did you go right off the stage, Jensen?
Yes.
Did Pat see you go out?
I don't know. I told you he was just going on the stage.
Well, after you went out the stage door, did you come back in again?
No, I walked up to Broadway. Thought I might go to a movie. But I was so terribly upset that I just took a walk instead.
How far did you walk?
I'd say 3 or 4 blocks up Broadway. And I turned around and came back, thinking I'd go back to the theater and talk to Ray again. I loitered on the way back looking in the windows. I was standing at 45th and Broadway looking in the window.
At what?
I don't remember what I was looking at. All at once I saw Vivian Clark beside me.
And what did she say?
She said, Mrs. Hunt, your husband has been murdered.
Vivian has said that the words she used were, Mrs. Hunt, your husband is dead.
She said murdered.
All right. What time was that?
I don't know. I stood there for quite a while. It's sunny, so.
Now, listen to me, Catherine. Pat said he saw you coming out of Ray's office just before 15 minutes was called.
Well, that must have been when he went in on his stage, because I went right out and didn't hear 15 minutes being called.
Vivian went down to talk to Max Quartz at about 5 minutes after 8, according to witnesses. Max said she was down there a few minutes, came upstairs, and she went out the stage door about 8:23. Now, it didn't take her more than a minute to walk the block to 45th and Broadway, where she met you. Now, you say you left the theater just before 15 minutes was called. Pat was up in front of Darnell's dressing room at the time. You say you saw him go up on stage. Granting you 5 minutes before 15 minutes called, how could you have strolled up Broadway 3 or 4 blocks and looked in the windows and walked back to 45th and Broadway and say even 10 minutes?
Well, I did it.
Vivian spoke to you, you say, at 8:24. It was 9:10 when you came into the theater after the police, medical examiner, and myself had arrived. You took your time getting there. Why? So you'd have time to think. The most natural thing for a woman to have done would have been to have rushed to the theater, not taking any word that her husband was dead, murdered. She scarcely showed any grief. You've been very cold throughout this whole affair, Catherine, and you're most vindictive toward Miss Spear.
You don't think I killed him, do you? What about Vivian? How did she know he was dead? You took her into custody, didn't you?
Only as a precaution to keep her in New York. She's out on bail.
I think that Spear girl killed him, and you're trying to protect him.
And I shall continue to make every effort to do so, Captain.
You'll see about that, Jack Arnold.
Hunt has made some damaging admissions about her actions the night of the murder. But it's hard to tell whether they will help Mert. He is definitely bitter about Myrtle, and that means trouble. Who killed Ray Hunt? Be sure to listen to the latest developments in the next chapter of the story of Mert and Boyd. This is Andre Baruch speaking.